Philly's Country Station. We are the XTU Morning Crew. Hello, Andy Summers.
Hello, Dave Cruz. Now, when I think of you, Dave, I think of you as being like just the epitome of etiquette.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd
you
guess?
So, when you go to a friend's house, mm-hmm. how do you feel about asking them for their Wi-Fi password?
Yeah, all the time.
I mean, in theory, it seems like it's not that big of a deal, but I have such a problem with it. Hey. I have a problem asking people for it. I don't think I'd mind if anyone asked me for mine.
Okay.
If they're visiting.
Why?
I don't know.
You have a problem asking?
I feel like I'm stepping on their privacy issue. I don't even know. It's weird. But there was just this survey that was done about, you know, kind of like etiquette when you're visiting someone. Things that you should and shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people think that you should take your shoes off when you go into someone else's house.
Sure.
I kind of have a problem with that, too. I want to leave my shoes on. I'm not always barefoot ready.
Wait, when you walk into someone's house, don't you do what I do? You immediately look at their feet.
I do. And then only to know whether or not I should feel badly about leaving my shoes on.
Okay.
But I'm leaving them on.
Okay.
I'll just feel badly about it.
Wait, what? So you're going to force people to tell you to take your shoes off? That makes it even more uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, so you better not tell me to, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's also on this list, always flush the toilet. So who's not doing that? Who's not flushing the toilet? Dave, don't.
Hold on.
Dave. Dave!
If you're a guy and you're at another single guy's place and something impressive has happened, you want to show it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Even Zach looks disgusted at me.
That is so far beyond. Okay, let's get back to the Wi-Fi password. So it turns out that 1 in 10 people said that they've refused to give out their password to friends who have been visiting their
house. How awkward would that be?
I don't know.
Can you imagine asking someone? They go, nope.
You can't have it. That's stealing. It's my password. It's my Wi-Fi. You can't have it. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I super rude if, like, you walk in the door and are like, hey, can I use your Wi-Fi pad? Maybe just wait a little while first.
Why can't you just ask? I just think it's commonplace in 2019. You walk in, you know everyone has Wi-Fi. Well, even you said you wouldn't mind if someone asked you.
I don't know if I would. No one ever has. I mean, the babysitters have, but they've got homework to do. So I get that, right? Okay. But otherwise, I don't know. Do you think it's rude if a guest asks for your Wi-Fi password? What's kind of like your house rule with that? 215-263-6700.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Hi. So what do you think about the Wi-Fi password?
Well, the funny thing is, we actually bought a router when we got our internet service that has two separate Wi-Fi signals. So one for us at home and then one for our guests. So we actually give out a whole different password for when people come over.
Wow. That is brilliant.
You're a genius.
And they get the slower signal, too.
92.5 XTU. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're a little conflicted about the whole Wi-Fi issue.
Well, basically, as far as I'm concerned, it depends on the length of stay. If you're coming over for dinner and we're hanging out, you shouldn't be on your phone.
Very good point, Tanya. Thanks so much.
Love you guys.
92.5 XTU from Pennsburg. Good morning, Jessica.
Talk to us about Wi-Fi. What's your rule?
So, in my house, the only people that have the Wi-Fi password are close family and close friends that spend a lot of time at my house. Other than that, that's a privacy thing. That's like invading your space.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Wait, have you had to say no to somebody?
Yes. So we had my best friends, we had their gender reveal party. And like they had a ton of family and a ton of friends come over and people that I didn't even know. And this random couple comes over and says, hey, look, we're trying to download pictures and we can't download it. Can we get your password? And I'm like, I don't really feel comfortable doing that. And it was like an awkward moment, but I feel like it was the right thing to do.
I mean, there's a reason there's a password, right? If it were for everyone, there would be no passwords and you'd just be able to jump on someone else's Wi-Fi.
Correct.
So I'm with you, Jessica. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
You too. Have a good day. Love you. Love you so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.